Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 8 and verse 7. Jesus said, "Let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." It's never nice when people are deliberately trying to trip you up. That's exactly how it was for Jesus. By this time, he had become a deeply controversial person in Jerusalem. The teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees were always looking for ways of tripping him up. On this particular day, they brought to him a woman who'd been caught in the act of adultery. Presumably, they'd also caught a man at the same time, but interestingly, we hear nothing of him. The religious leaders reminded Jesus that, according to the law of Moses, anyone who committed adultery should be stoned to death. They wanted to know Jesus' response to this approach. This was a clever trap, because if Jesus suggested that he disagreed with the Mosaic law, then they would have all the proof they needed that he was a heretic. But if he took a hard line and encouraged the stoning of this woman, his reputation for kindness and compassion would be shattered. He would also have run into difficulties with the Romans, who were proud of their exclusive right to execute people. Jesus' response was incredibly wise. He said nothing at first, but stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. We have no idea what he wrote, but his response clearly frustrated the religious leaders, who were desperate for an answer that would trap him. His brilliant response was that the one who was sinless should throw the first stone. Then one by one, her accusers slipped away. John notes, fascinatingly, that it was the oldest who left first, suggesting that they had the greater awareness of their sinfulness. Once everyone had left, Jesus asked the woman where her accusers were. "Didn't even one of them condemn you?" he asked. "No, Lord," she replied. To which he responded, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." Jesus wasn't in any way suggesting that what the woman had done was okay. He identified it as sin and told her not to continue in this way. The woman must have been amazed by the grace and gentleness of Jesus, which stood in such sharp contrast to the harshness of her accusers. Jesus wasn't condoning her sin or treating it lightly, but he was lovingly encouraging her to live a life in line with God's will. So let me ask you a question. How should we respond to people who flagrantly disobey God's rules? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, forgive us for times when we've been harsh and judgmental towards others. Help us to reflect your loving heart in all that we say and do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.